Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The government is now all but certain to shut down at midnight after two separate funding bills were defeated in the Senate this evening. The Democratic bill would have restored some health care funding, and what the Republicans call a clean funding extension. To that, Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Their bill, they call it clean, we call it totally partisan. There was no input from Democrats. Not a single line in their bill had input from Democrats.
Gathering military leaders from around the world, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth today outlining his vision with tougher fitness requirements, saying physical standards should be gender neutral. A federal judge ruled today that the Trump administration's policy of seeking to deport pro-Palestinian students blatantly violates the First Amendment. At least 14 people dead after a 6.9 magnitude earthquake in the central Philippines today. Many more were injured. This is ABC News. CDC data shows that common cold viruses are on the rise to the highest level since 2022. Activity typically peaks in September. Minnesota star Nafisa Collier is calling out WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert over a number of issues, including officiating and salaries. In her season-ender news conference, Collier publicized some of the private conversations that she had with Engelbert.
And in that same conversation, she told me, players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them. That's a mentality driving our league from the top. We go to battle every day to protect a shield that doesn't value us. The league believes it succeeds despite its players, not because of them.
Engelbert says she was disheartened by how her conversations with Collier have been characterized. For the first time in almost two decades, Reading Rainbow is returning to the air. The children's reading program have a new host, Michael Threets, who went viral on TikTok for sharing stories of library joy. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And mostly sunny and warm again for Wednesday, a high in the mid-70s. Warming up into the 80s for the rest of the week, some rain chances return later this weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
Thank you.
That's the train of freedom. It's about to arrive any minute now. You know, it's been a long, long overdue. Look out, cause it's coming right on through.
Talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff, 97.9 WGBW.
Just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for, something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be my only friend. From this day love is forgotten,
I'll go on as best I can.
Thank you. I'll say goodbye to
if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost at such a cost. No time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Bay's new home for local news and timeless hits. Monday through Friday morning from 6 to 9, Dan Marcus wakes you up, and Lisa Hale keeps you informed with local news stories from around Brown County, Green Bay, and the state. It's our promise to you, local news along with the great timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
It's time to race your pets for charity. It's Amanda with another NewWisco 411. Here to tell you about the first annual Paws for a Cause Canicross and Trail Run Walk for Charity on Saturday, October 11th in Denmark, Wisconsin. Canicross is like dog sledding, but without the sled. You are connected to your furry companion as you're running the trails. But solo runners and walkers can join the trails too to help raise fund for this year's charity of choice, the Crisis Cafe, which benefits all of Brown County. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Oh, when the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
My baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk.
laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, just like that. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
I'd like to make it with you.
for us to keep. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
I know. in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Informed with local news and the timeless hits will keep you entertained. The best of both worlds. Both worlds on 97.9 FM WGBW.
Just my imagination running away.
I pray. Dear Lord, hear my plea. Don't ever let another take her love from me, or I will surely die.
Local news, timeless hits. It's 97.9 FM, WGBW. Well, not only do we play songs you're familiar with, we got the people on the radio to play them, people you're familiar with as well. 9 to 2 during your workday or any time during the day, Laura McKenna's back on the air playing the timeless hits, keeping you posted with local news, and kind of filling you in on some of the things going on in her life. Laura's a blast. Laura McKenna, weekdays 9 to 2 on WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
97.9 FM.
what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and lay by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Yeah. you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure. And baby, if he loves you more than me, maybe it's the best thing. Maybe it's the best thing for you. But it's the worst that could happen.
It's all in the hearse. inside, darling. Makes me feel half alive.
Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have.
If I had told her
Government shutdown is imminent. Neither Democrat or Republican-backed bills to keep the government funded passed tonight ahead of the midnight deadline. The vote on the Democratic plan that would have extended Affordable Care Act subsidies and reversed Medicaid cuts fell along party lines, while two Democrats voted for the Republican proposal and one Republican voted against it. Tomorrow, we'll start seeing the real-world consequences for Americans, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont telling our New Haven station WTNH.
When it comes to Head Start and Social Security, maybe those checks keep coming for a while, but there's going to be nobody there to answer the phone. Yeah, that was, Lights on, nobody home.
The U.S. military's top brass summoned to Quantico, Virginia today. In addition to Secretary Pete Hegseth outlining his vision, President Trump also there, suggesting using American cities as training grounds for the military. The outer bands of Hurricane Umberto lashing Bermuda today, with newly formed Hurricane Imelda following close behind. This is ABC News. Colorado coach Deion Sanders has apologized to BYU after derogatory chants by fans during a game over the weekend. And the Big 12 Conference has reprimanded Colorado, issuing a $50,000 fine for the expletives and religious slurs directed at Mormons. Sanders says the behavior doesn't reflect the school's values. It's the end of a technological era.
It's a sound that went hand in hand with getting online in the 90s and 2000s, and now AOL is pulling the plug on its dial-up internet service. At its peak, about 20 million people used America Online, as it was once known, but those numbers dropped off significantly as broadband internet proliferated. Even still, data from the U.S. Census Bureau finds as many as 163,000 people still use dial-up, mainly in rural areas.